every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Woot, woot.
Good morning, y'all.
Well, I'm riding along.
Oh, yeah.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
Do we need to update this song?
That's been sung.
Why?
I don't know. You still like it?
I always like it.
Okay. Good morning, y'all. From my house.
Ain't got nothing.
Rosie on the house.
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living.
Well, somehow, some way.
Happy and I'm free.
I love that part. We have packed 14 and a half hours of information into the next four-hour program. So get up. Shake out the bedhead. Fasten your seatbelts, pour a tall cup of coffee, and get ready for a fabulous 4 hours. It's Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's happy place. We are your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years, and we're privileged and happy to have you. We're here in studio this morning. My son, Romy, number one son, Romy, is our co-host here and has been for the last 15 years. Good morning, young man.
We already got a call from somebody looking where to get concrete sealer for a project for this long weekend, so
early,
we got people ready to rock and roll.
You know, I think a lot of people feel like the whole state is closed and they can't leave town and their backyards. But we're going to have someone from State Parks on a little bit later talking about, no, hey, State Parks are open. There's plenty of places to go. Plenty of places to go fishing, a great weekend to go fishing. So we'll cover that just a little bit later in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be talking pavers and concrete and driveways and garage floors in the 10 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. We've got David Byrne coming in, Green ID. How many of you have gotten your new APS bill? How excited are you about the new rate? What is your impression so far? David Byrne will be in and talk about that. We're getting quite a bit of data. Someone sent me an invoice, their energy bill, and they were so happy that they were paying 18 cents a kilowatt.
Ooh.
And I said, well, if you'll just tune in Saturday, I'll show you how you can get that down to 9 cents. So that'll be in the 9 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour. Urban farmer, Mr. Peterson's coming
farmer
in.
Farmer Greg will be here. He's bringing Kari Spencer with her from the Micro Project and City Farm author. And we're going to be talking about the peach and apple harvest. If you have peaches or apples and you're below the rim, you're experiencing right now the same thing. You're coming into the ripeness, and there's no way you can possibly eat everything that's on your tree.
Right.
So how are you going to preserve it? Compost it, share it with your neighbors.
That's about the prettiest apple pie I've ever seen.
That is all Tinley, our oldest. She is quite the baker. And
holy cow,
I told her we were talking
beautiful.
About apples, the apple harvest, and I asked her if she'd make us an apple pie for the broadcast, so
well,
she did.
Boy, she sure did. And, of course, in the 7 o'clock hour, it's Arizona People, Places, and Things, and we thought it'd be appropriate to bring in our special repeat guest, Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University, and talk about Memorial Day. Dr. Dean.
Good morning. It's good to be here again.
And you've brought in your right hand.
I brought in my new intern, Jacob, with me today.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Memorial Day. Let's get her started.
Okay.
What's the background on Memorial Day?
Well, it's, you know, referred to as Decoration Day for a lot of years. It's not really associated with a particular battle or something like that. It's just something that traditionally people mark the graves and commemorate those who sacrificed in war and battle. And in the state of, or in the U.S., in 1866, Waterloo was celebrated in 1866 and communities in Europe and whatnot. But in 1868, General John Logan issued a kind of a general order requesting that, you know, maybe we should decorate the graves of our fallen soldiers from the Civil War. Because they're everywhere. They're not just in national cemeteries or in communities across the country and whatnot. So it was a day for planting flowers and marking that kind of sacrifice. And that's kind of how it got started. Now we have a three-day weekend out of it.
Well, you know, I'm of the age now. I'm about fed up with war. You know, in our recent trip to Europe, we went to the Russian border, and I looked over the border, and there was a family there hoeing their garden, pulling weeds, and trimming their trees.
Okay.
They're not much different than us.
Right. Yeah, I just got back from Eastern Europe, too, and, you know, there's a people that love life and enjoy their sweets and their pork and work hard and raise families and, you know. And
I really think the next war, the politicians that signed the Declaration of War should be on, they should be the infantry. They should be on the front line.
They should be the only ones that fight.
That's even better. That's even better.
They can get out there with their marker pens and things and swab at each other.
Well, I've been a hawk my whole life, but boy, I'll tell you, I'm about fed up with it. So anyway, Memorial Day does recognize those that we can humbly, thankfully, appreciatively, prayerfully remember for giving the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation.
Right. In 1971, we've celebrated it as a nation, a three-day weekend at the end of May. Kind of, it's also kind of a kickoff to summer. So the kind of the balance, of course, is that commemoration moment, that reflective moment, but also kind of letting people realize that, okay, we do have our freedoms and things to celebrate. And if that means going camping with the family or going to an amusement park or hanging out at the pool, then that's the beginning of summer, and that's why we celebrate our freedoms.
And there is certainly no shortage of Memorial Day celebrations going on in Arizona today. I mean, every single neighborhood, it seems like you look down the list, and it's a long list of things to do.
Crown King has the world's shortest Memorial Day parade today in Crown King. So if you don't want to sit through a lot of pomp and circumstance, you can go there and then go on fishing or camping or whatnot.
What is it, their seventh annual shortest parade?
Yeah, it's. I don't think they've been doing it for, well, it's very short, so they probably haven't been doing it for a very long time. There's probably a double entendre in there, but yeah, there's all over the state.
And the Crown King Saloon and Cafe is the oldest standing saloon in the state as well, so you could probably enjoy it from their patio or one of their outside seatings.
And a refreshing beverage along the way.
Yeah. Go over to the mill for breakfast.
Big barbecue weekend.
Yeah, Phoenix has events. Prescott has events. There's events in Tucson, throughout the state. Many of the national cemeteries are holding commemorative things this weekend and whatnot. So it's a day to take a bit of time sometime this weekend to just make that reflection.
It was some interesting data you brought in this morning about, and I appreciate you staying up till 2:45 in the morning and sending me this last email.
What else is new?
But from the Veterans Administration, just how many veterans we have. Romy, not only do we know how many veterans we have in Arizona, but we know which wars they served in, and virtually every war we've got has been represented. The Gulf War, we have 160,000 vets.
Wow.
Vietnam, 185,000. Korea, 53,000. World War II, 24,000. All vets. If you've got a vet in your life you'd like to give honor to and thank, you can feel free to call the show. We'll give you a chance to get on stage and share with our listening audience the service of Jake. You're a veteran. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, sir.
Serving in honorable Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
When we got the Boudin out this morning, he says, "Oh, I love Boudin." I said, "All right, we got the right man in the studio this morning." But thanking all of Americans. If you call the show, there's only one caveat today. You have to have Old Glory flying on your property somewhere. So we're going to take your word for it. To call the show, you must have the Star Spangled Banner, the American flag, on display on your property. That's the rule for today.
Doesn't your website have a how to properly display the flag and holidays things on your website?
That was our blog yesterday, how to mount a flagpole to your house. If you've got these stucco foam homes, sometimes it's a little tough to anchor that little wall bracket to stay up with a little bit of wind. Kind of takes the flag down, takes the bracket down, and takes a patch of stucco about the size of a basketball off the house. So we kind of coach you through how to properly get that. Well, let's get back to the actual celebration of Memorial Day.
So a lot of times parades are in order for many communities, especially smaller communities that can kind of celebrate that as a whole. There's a lot of things at cemeteries and flags on each graves and those kind of stuff. My wife and I went yesterday to visit her father's grave. He served honorably during the Vietnam era, Lieutenant Colonel Richard Julian. So we went and marked his grave with flowers and stuff yesterday. A lot of people use poppies. That's kind of all associated.
What's the history of that?
Sometimes people confuse it with Veterans Day, World War One, but it comes from a lady who wrote a poem in 1915 about the fallen in World War One. She wrote in a part of her poem. She says, "We cherish too the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies that blood of heroes never dies." And so to mark that, she was the first to wear poppies, and she would make poppies for her friends to wear on those and sell them to benefit service people. And others picked up that in 1921, and in 1922, the VFW kind of started organizing nationally to sell poppies. And that becomes kind of a big part of the tradition, is putting those poppy flowers with the marking the graves and that kind of thing.
Are you a barbecue man? Will you barbecue this weekend?
I have two really great New York strip steaks that we picked up yesterday from, can I say the name of the place?
Sure.
Midwestern Meats in Apache Junction yesterday.
Okay.
They're going to be going on the grill tonight.
All right. So that's your plan. What will you serve that with?
We're going to go with rice instead of a potato this year.
Good.
Just because I need to, you know, watch the
good,
potato
good.
Intake.
Good. I love a good steak on a bed of rice, smothered with a little butter,
mm-hmm.
and then a bed of black-eyed peas.
I'm coming to your house. I'll bring my steaks.
Oh, man. That's my favorite Cajun way of eating a nice, delicious steak. We're here with Dr. David Dean, professor of history from Grand Canyon University, and his intern and right hand, Jake the Vet. Jake, appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you again.
All right. We'll be right back.